All right. I've heard you. Settle down. Another hypnosis show you want, another hypnosis show you'll get. Jeez, the professor's barely left the auditorium and you're already pushing me. I suppose I should count myself lucky we don't have any more gaps in the class schedule with you slave drivers around. So, who gets to be the lucky victim this time? All right, I'll go and ask. Hey, forgive me if I'm wrong, but that is your name they're shouting, isn't it? Looks like it's your turn to be the subject. Don't blame me. It's the will of the people. No? You do realize this whole hypnosis show thing only works if everyone steps up when their name is called, right? Everyone in the audience is okay with embarrassing themselves a little if they know that everyone else will be doing it too at some point. But if there are some who only ever spectate, the entire thing falls apart. Hey, pipe down! I'm not going to hypnotize someone who doesn't want to be. Look, I'm not going to push you, but I would like to understand why you're saying no. Are you afraid that I'm going to brainwash you or something? You are, aren't you? Seriously, how many times have you seen me do this? And have you ever seen me brainwash someone? You really have the wrong idea about hypnosis. You should think of it more as playing pretend than anything else, to be honest. Hypnosis is like, an implicit understanding between the two of us. You will do the things I tell you to, and I will only tell you to do things you don't actually mind doing. The induction, it's mainly smoke and mirrors, a little show, an excuse for why it's reasonable to do things you normally wouldn't. Hypnosis doesn't sound quite as cool and mystical anymore when you put it like that, right? Luckily, there is a little more to it. When you're hypnotized, you'll feel pleasantly floaty, for lack of a better word. Like you just don't care anymore. And everything I say will sound reasonable to you. Like they're things you can simply go along with, if you feel like it. Without worrying about what people would say or what they would think, it helps you let go of your inhibitions. Lets you do things you would normally feel too self-conscious about. Like dancing on your desk, for example. Hypnosis helps you cut loose and just have fun. And it feels really good, too. Just ask anyone who's ever volunteered for my shows. You've seen how relaxed and carefree they look while they're in a trance, right? Aren't you just a little curious to experience it for yourself? There are going to be tons of people watching, too. So no matter what you think hypnosis can and cannot be used for, there really is no safer way to try it. So, how about it? Will you play pretend with me? Will you let me hypnotize you? Good. I'm very happy to hear it. It's a yes! Let's get you on stage. Come take my hand. I don't want you getting second thoughts and running off. All right, quiet down. You know I need silence for this. Go on, have a seat right there. The professor's chair is a lot more comfortable than the contraptions they have us sitting on, right? Yeah. Are you nervous? Don't be. There really is nothing to it. You've seen me do this a million times before, haven't you? It's just happening to you this time, that's all. Or is it being the center of attention that's making you uneasy? It's all right. Just ignore our little audience. Don't look at them. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Aren't they pretty? Aren't they deep? Isn't that a curious thing to say about eyes? What does it even mean for eyes to be deep, right? Well, let me tell you. I'm sure you'll agree that there's something about my eyes that draws your attention. Something that makes you want to turn a casual glance into a longer, closer look. And I'm sure you don't mind that you're getting to look into my eyes, from this close. To put it mildly, I guess it might feel a little uncomfortable keeping eye contact with me, especially when I'm this close. But the view is worth it, right? Because my eyes are pretty. They're so very nice to look at. So fascinating. You don't actually want to look away. You want to keep looking into my eyes just for a little longer. And if you focus, really focus on my eyes, you'll start noticing all kinds of little details, like their shape, the complexity of the color, the way they catch the light, the way they pull you in. And you just keep looking and looking and looking. And maybe you're noticing that my eyes seem a little larger in your mind than they were a moment ago, that you are sinking into them. But you'd think that eventually you'd get enough of them, that you'd feel like looking away again, or at least that at some point you would stop sinking deeper. But no, you just keep looking into my eyes. You just keep sinking deeper. My eyes keep growing larger and larger in your mind. And that's such a good thing, because it feels so good to sink into my eyes. You want to keep sinking deeper and deeper down. As you focus on my eyes and only my eyes, as they become the only thing you still see, as they become your entire world, as you let go of everything and simply sink. And I want you to imagine something for me now. I want you to imagine that we're in the middle of a lake, a giant pool of magical, healing water. You can't see it because you're too busy looking into my eyes, but maybe you can hear it gently lapping against your chair. Or maybe all you hear is the sound of my voice. That's fine too, but the water is there. Your feet are already dangling in it. I'm sure you can feel it washing between your toes and over the insteps of your feet. It feels so wonderfully cool and soothing against your skin. It makes your feet feel so wonderfully relaxed. And I'm going to take you deeper into this pool. I'm going to take you so very deep under the surface. And that sounds great. It will all be fine, because I'll be with you every step of the way. Let yourself sink into this pool for me. Feel the water rising, flowing over your ankles, and then reaching up to your calves, relaxing the muscles and draining away all that tension. That's it. You are sinking, and I am right here with you, leading you and taking you deeper. As your knees, your thighs, your pelvis all sink down into this pool of pure bliss. You are sinking, sinking into the water, sinking into my eyes, and it feels so good. You can feel the water washing over your fingers, your hands, your arms, your belly, as you keep sinking deeper and deeper. Your chest and your shoulders are sinking below the surface too now, relaxing and unwinding as the water keeps working its magic and you keep sinking. The water flows over your neck, your ears, and over the top of your head. You're completely submerged in this magical water now, and you can breathe just fine. Breathe for me. In and out. Good. Very good. Your body is weightless, relaxed, and perfectly loose and limp, like a puppet with its strings cut, and you are still sinking, sinking into the water, into my eyes, into my voice. You are sinking into me, and it feels so very good to sink and to keep sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. It feels amazing. And you keep gently drifting down, deeper and deeper down. And now that you're this wonderfully deep, so far away from the rest of the world, I want to let you in on a little secret. Something just between the two of us. The brainwashing happens after class. Every time, shortly after the show, I make sure to catch my subject alone somewhere. Somewhere where it's just the two of us, and where we won't be disturbed for a while. And then I put them into a trance again and rewrite their mind. It really is considerably easier to hypnotize someone the second time around. I don't even need to do anything special. As long as someone knows how good it feels to melt for me, if they've experienced it before, it's child's play to put them under again and make them believe whatever I want them to. I've been brainwashing so many people in our class, and I'm going to brainwash you. You will be completely under my spell. I will tell you to do something, and you will simply obey, like it's the most natural thing in the world. I will tell you to listen to me, and you will observe my words with every fiber of your being. In a single heartbeat, whatever I say will become your new reality, and it won't faze you, not one bit. You will be mine, completely and utterly mine, like so many others. And maybe, if you were still able to string together a single coherent thought, you'd wonder, why is nobody doing anything? It's because you're the only one who's still listening to me anymore. Everyone else stopped paying attention a long time ago. They all just kinda zone out when I do the induction part. Isn't it funny how that works? Besides, they're too far away to make out what I'm saying anyway. As long as I keep talking in this soft, soothing tone, they're not going to notice anything at all. No. They are completely oblivious. They're not going to do a thing. And you, well, you are already too far gone to lift a single finger. You're already trapped in my web. I've told you exactly what I'm going to do to you. And you haven't moved a muscle. And you aren't going to. All you are going to do is to keep lying there and keep listening to my voice. But I do hope my little confession has managed to bring you some semblance of awareness again, because I want some small part of you to be aware of what's going to happen to you. Aware, and yet completely helpless to stop it. I like the idea of it. It makes me feel like I'm conquering you. Like we're having a contest of wills, one that I'm winning. You will be submitting to me. You won't be doing it because it's what you want deep inside. You will be submitting to me because I'll be making you. And I want you to be aware of it. But I don't want you becoming too aware either. So why don't you sink a little deeper for me? Look into my eyes. Look deeply into my eyes. And sink for me. Just relax. Everything is fine. We're only playing pretend. Hypnosis is only pretend. Trust me. You trust me. We're only playing around. So relax and play along. And sink. Sink into my voice. Feel it all around you, hugging you like a warm, comfortable blanket, making you feel so calm, so relaxed, and so safe. You can feel it flowing over you and through you, pouring into you, filling your mind and washing away your thoughts. It's all you hear. My voice is all you hear. All that exists in your mind. There are no more concerns, no more thoughts. And any new thought that you even start to form simply dissolves into my voice. And that's perfectly fine, because you don't need to think. You don't want to think. You only want to listen to my voice. You want to listen to me. So listen. Let yourself drift away and listen. Drift away and listen. 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 Wide awake. Welcome back. Yeah, it's just the two of us. The rest have already gone to lunch. Time sure flies when you're having fun, huh? Or when you're deeply hypnotized. You gave quite the performance. It looked like you had fun. You probably don't remember much of it, though. You really went quite deep. But you do remember the most important part, do you? Thought so. Come on, let's get you out of here, too. Well, what's keeping you? Do you mean to tell me that you don't feel like obeying my every command yet? Don't feel too smug about it. I told you, the brainwashing happens after class. I will be offering you a second session soon enough. And who knows? You might even take me up on it. I wouldn't be so sure. Or you know, maybe I won't be asking. Maybe one day I will just walk up to you, get right up and close to you, and make you look deeply into my eyes. Like this. And then just get right down to business. Do you think you'll be able to resist me? Do you think you'll even want to try? We'll see. Oh, come on, don't give me that. Have you ever been mind-controlled before? Then how do you know you won't like it? You will be eating healthier, exercising more, studying more diligently, you name it. And it will feel so very good to do so, because you'll be doing it for me. You will have no more worries, no more doubts, just absolute certainty of your purpose in life. Really, being under my spell does absolute wonders for your physical and mental well-being. In fact, everyone should try. Tell you what, how about you join me for lunch? I'll give you a sales pitch as to why you should want to be one of my mindless drones. And if you decide that you really don't want me to brainwash you, I'll still be doing it anyway. Yeah, I'm afraid it's not quite your decision anymore. Not after you decided to let me hypnotize you. You were quite stubborn about it, you know. Most people jump at the chance of getting my undivided attention for a while. It's a good thing I'm pretty persuasive, huh? Listen, don't worry. Everything is going to be fine. Almost half of the class is under my spell already, and you never even noticed. It's really not such a big deal. You will just obey me and think nothing of it. You won't even realize that you're doing it. Not unless you like to, of course. If you'd like to be aware of just how lucky you are to be mine, I might be willing to allow it. Well, we'd better get going before the cafeteria closes. Come along. Or, you know, don't. I'm not the boss of you. Yet.